This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Taliban tightened its hold around northern Afghanistan Sunday, capturing three more provincial capitals as they take their fight to cities after seizing much of the countryside in recent months. The insurgents have snatched up five capitals in Afghanistan since Friday in a lightning offensive that appears to have overwhelmed government forces. Fighting in Afghanistan's long-running conflict has intensified since May, when foreign forces began the final stage of a withdrawal due to be completed later this month. Three capitals in the north fell within hours of each other Sunday, lawmakers, security sources, and residents in the city confirm. The withdrawal of foreign forces is due to finish at the end of this month, ahead of the 20th anniversary of the September 11th attacks. The U.S.-led invasion sparked by 9/11 toppled the first Taliban regime in 2001. Lebanese protesters carried imitation coffins in a symbolic funeral procession from Beirut Sunday to demand justice near a port days after the first anniversary of the vast dockside explosion that killed more than 200 people. Families of the victims were joined by dozens of supporters, some wearing black and carrying burning torches, at an entrance to the port where a warehouse fire on August 4th last year ignited a vast stash of ammonium nitrate, causing one of the biggest peacetime blasts in history. On Wednesday, thousands of people demonstrated in Beirut to mark the anniversary of the blast, voicing outrage that nobody has been held responsible for the disaster, which left 214 people dead. The explosion wounded more than 6,000 people and caused billions of dollars worth of damage, yet a judicial inquiry into the disaster has made little progress. This is VOA News. Fire officials said Sunday a monstrous fire in Northern California continued to grow overnight, making it the second largest wildfire in state history as thousands of people continued to flee advancing flames. It now covers an area larger than Los Angeles and roughly the size of the Hawaiian island of Maui. The so-called Dixie Fire is the largest active wildfire in the United States, but one of only 11 major wildfires in California. Authorities claim over the weekend it surpassed a 2018 blaze to make it the second worst fire in the state ever. Cal Fire says it remained 21% contained Sunday, unchanged from the day before. Crews estimate the fire, which began July 13th, will not finally be extinguished before August 20th. More than 5,000 personnel are battling the Dixie Blaze. Turkey continues to battle the worst wildfires in its history on Sunday as fire crews managed to contain some of the blazes that have hit the country's southern coastal provinces. Strong winds, low humidity, and temperatures above 40 degrees Celsius or 104 degrees Fahrenheit have contributed to the spread of the fires, which have also hit neighboring Greece. The fires have destroyed tens of thousands of trees and forests over 12 days. Eight people have died, and thousands of Turks and tourists have fled major resorts in at least two towns. Authorities said at least 36,000 people have had to be evacuated, including from some coastal resort towns. Russian authorities started to evacuate two villages in a vast region of Siberia, where 155 active forest fires burned Sunday as thousands worked to contain the blazes. Emergency officials say a dozen villages in northeastern Siberia are threatened by the fires. On Saturday, flames destroyed dozens of houses and buildings in another village, and about 400 residents were evacuated, according to local officials. One governor ordered workers to clear fallen trees and dead wood from around the endangered areas. And the United States surged past China for the lead in gold medals on the final day of the Tokyo Olympics on Sunday. The U.S. women's volleyball team defeated Brazil and secured the Americans' 39th gold medal, one more than the Chinese delegation. Japan, the host country for the pandemic-delayed Summer Games, set a national record with 27 golds and won 58 medals overall. The closing ceremony wrapped up the Tokyo Olympics in fitting fashion Sunday with a spectacle performed in front of thousands of empty seats, continuing the theme of the entire Olympics. But while many criticized the event for being held at all, the decision to go crowdless mostly came off without incident. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.